Many people in New Hampshire are used to slow internet, but with COVID-19, what was a challenge has become a crisis, with more people needing to access their doctor's offices, classrooms, and workplaces online. With new funds available from the state for broadband projects, there's some hope that the internet situation might finally improve for rural Granite Staters. NHPR's Daniela Ali reports.
On a Friday night in May, Jean Ryer was trying to send an email, but she couldn't get anything sent. Her daughter was uploading a grad school assignment, a PowerPoint presentation with video narration. It was slow going.
You bet we were watching that little bar like crazy.
After watching that bar for 5 hours, the assignment finally sent, and so did Ryer's email. She says both she and her daughter were relieved.
We didn't know if we were going to, you know, she was going to have to drive over, you know, to the next town over to the library or to Plymouth to upload it.
Ryer lives in Sandwich. She's gotten used to this, going to the library one town over, sitting at a McDonald's, or sometimes making the hour-long round trip to Plymouth State University to use the college's Wi-Fi, just to get faster internet. Ryer pays about $60 a month for internet that is well below the federal definition of broadband. She says she and her neighbors in Sandwich are tired of not having what so many other people in the state take for granted.
It's like if you're driving on 93 and all of a sudden there's not, the bridge isn't there. You know, we wouldn't tolerate that in any other way, but we're putting up with it in terms of this digital infrastructure.
People ask Ryer, if the internet in Sandwich is so bad, why not move?
I belong here. I live here. I've lived here for, you know, almost 40 years. I've raised my kids here.
But some have moved away. Realtors in the area say that many potential buyers also don't move to the area because they're not confident they'll have the internet speed they need to work from home. About a year ago, the town select board formed a group to see if they could come up with a solution to their internet problems. There was one constraint. The town didn't want to raise taxes, but voters did approve for some funds to be used for research.
I think people are really motivated and really want us to get this problem solved. So yeah, I'd say there's some solidarity around this.
This is Kathy Crooker, one of the committee's members. She says this is about much more than just accessing Netflix.
If we're going to have any hope of moving forward seriously with real telemedicine in this country, with real distance learning, we've got to address this issue.
The problem for rural areas is that it's expensive for internet service providers to build out connections in those towns. It's a low return on investment to get that last mile built.
And I think that's why a lot of rural America has been left behind, is that in small markets, it's really hard for a company to make much money.
Sandwich's broadband committee has made some progress, though. In February, they had three companies that were interested in completing a project that would bring high-speed internet to town. Then COVID-19 came along, and almost everyone found themselves relying on their home internet more than ever. What people in rural areas already knew about their limited internet access became clearer to the state.
So we're announcing a $50 million broadband initiative. It's going to be unlike anything we've done before. It's an initiative that really focuses on what we call the last mile, making sure that homes and schools and libraries, those areas where people are really
using
the computer.
In early June, Governor Sununu announced that some of the Federal CARES Act money for coronavirus relief would be put towards expanding broadband to underserved areas in New Hampshire. For Julie Dolan, the chair of Sandwich's broadband committee, this was welcome news. Getting this money could be a game changer for the town's 1,300 residents.
This town is the perfect fit. This is exactly what this money is meant for. A town like this that's very rural, that's very sparsely populated.
Sandwich submitted a proposal for $2.5 million to build out a fiber internet network to all residents that currently don't have internet speeds that meet the federal definition of broadband. Dolan says the work the town already did helped them have an application ready to send in under the tight deadline. She'll find out later this month if the proposal has been accepted. Dolan says she's cautiously optimistic about Sandwich's chances. Daniela Ali, NHPR News.